Biosecurity is about protecting your animals from pests and diseases because we want to make sure that we get the best economic return for our animals, that they're not a risk health-wise to us or our families, but that we protect the environment and we protect the national economy. Biosecurity is important because you get the best production and the greatest level of safety from animals that are healthy, well looked after and well cared for. There are several simple actions that livestock producers can carry out to ensure biosecurity. Quarantining new animals on arrival, checking their stock on a regular basis, closing gates, cleaning clothes and cleaning boots, washing and disinfecting hands, cleaning equipment, including anything that comes in contact with animals, always buying quality feed and securing feed bins, and most importantly, not swill feeding or feeding scraps, etc., to animals, especially to pigs. The most important pest diseases we're concerned with to try to stop spread are the diseases which are exotic to Australia. Things like foot and mouth disease, sheep pox and goat pox, rinderpest, swine vesicular disease, and things like equine influenza. So we want to prevent them coming into Australia. We also want to stop the spread of any diseases that are here to stop getting into parts of Australia that are currently free. There are several things that landholders should be doing during a pest and disease outbreak. Most importantly, they should be listening for any announcements and following any directions that are given. They should be keeping a close watch on their stock. If they find anything unusual, they should be ringing the disease control hotline and following any directions they're given, and they should be checking on the outbreak websites. If farmers spot anything unusual in their livestock that causes them concern, they should contact first the disease control hotline on 1800 675 888 or contact their local agricultural department of primary industries. They can also check on the websites www.baff.gov.au/biosecurity or www.farmbiosecurity.com.au and follow any advice provided there.